I have a question by Dard Ahmed of East London.
Right.
His question is, other ethnic or religious communities have opened schools in the UK. Why does not the Ahmadiyya Jamaat open such schools as well?
We have gone into the question and we have explored all the various angles concerning the feasibility of such a project. When I came here in the beginning, the very first year I arrived here, we got Islamabad with the grace of Allah. It was a gift of Allah. And the first thing which struck us was, why not use it, convert it into an Ahmadiyya school? So we appointed a committee, not only here, but also counterpart committees in Europe and America, etc., to go into the matter and find out how many parents would be ready and willing to send their daughters or boys to such a school. And the expenses which were estimated were quite high, because in Britain you have to follow the British norm of schools, how they are run, and the minimum requirements have to be fulfilled. So it was quite an expensive project. And the answer which we received was, the answers which we received were that the number of boys or girls we could draw would not be sufficient to meet the cost and expenses. And the lower the number goes, the higher the costs rise. And secondly, we did not have here extra staff enough to manage all these things. Because when I came here, after some negotiations and some convincings on our part, the British government was kind enough to ultimately permit me a certain number, a small number, of assistants to be brought from Pakistan. And they were ready to give them, you know, visas for limited period to begin with. Now, that number was not sufficient to meet the day-to-day business which normally is carried out by any Khalifa. For instance, when I came to from Pakistan, the staff in the private secretary office alone and the relevant people around, maintenance people, etc., was around 100. And the staff which I brought with me was a temporary staff only, two, Hamid Nasrullah Khan and who was the next, Brigadier Baqir Zaman. And when they left, then a small trickle of experts started coming in to help me. And we still, with the grace of Allah, managed to do this work with the help of all voluntary workers. If there were no voluntary workers available here, it would be impossible for me to do justice to my responsibilities. So in view of this, you know, the shortage of people, trained people, who would be spared whole time for managing these schools, etc., was one of the main hurdles. But still we have not forgotten it. The idea keeps coming to me, maybe today, maybe now, we are in a better position to run a school. So inshallah, if the time comes, we'll see to it, because it's very important.
Well, I suppose it depends really on the numbers, because the only practical way of doing it, because the Jamaat is spread out throughout the country, would be to have boarding schools, but then that would be breaking up the family units.
This was one of the main hurdles. Yes, you have just reminded me. Yes, exactly. You know, to begin with, I was a bit hesitant in accepting these suggestions, although I wanted it myself, because I believe that in a community which is small in number comparatively with the society in which it is residing or living, it is not practically possible to draw students from all over the country, you know, breaking the family units and inviting so many problems yourself. Apparently it was not feasible. And the schools draw the pupils from around them. This is a natural phenomenon. the closer the school is, the easier and more comfortable it is for the family to send their children to such schools. So people who buy a house close to the school, they always write to me. Alhamdulillah, thank God, we've got a house close to the school. Now, what would they say if we have a school at Islamabad and they reside in Scotland? They can't say, Alhamdulillah, we're that far away from the school. So that is also a natural phenomenon. We must build a place with large number of Ahmadis residing, comparatively more concentrated in a small area. And that would be the place for the right school. So you are quite right. This all question also came up for discussion during those.